I'm Samaya. I hope you're all prepared for Sukkot, your Sukkah built, your Lulav and Etrog prepared. Please join me with the Anna Bekoah. Anna Bekoah, Gedula Chemincha, Tatir, Tzerura, Aleph Bet Gimel, Yutat Sadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu, Taharenu, Nora, Kufreshayim, Sintet Nun. Na Gibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Kevavat, Shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin. Barhem Taharem, Rachame Sitkatcha, Tamid Gamlem. Bet Petresh, Tzadi Taf Gimel. Chasin Kadosh, Berov Tuvcha, Nael Adatach. Het Kuf Bet, Tet Nun Ayin. And the two letters for the month of Tishrei, the Pei with the concealed Bet that has created the planet Noga, the planet Venus, and the Lamed, which is the letter that created the constellation Mosnaim, the scales, the astrological sign of Libra. Yachid Geya Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushatach Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Tav. And the eighth line, the line that we say silently, which means a whisper. Tonight is to study and read the Zohar. And we are reading for the next 2 weeks. Next week being Sukkot, and this Shabbat being the reading of Sukkot, we could read some explanations of Sukkot, but we've covered that in our emails and in our intermediate classes. So I thought, since there is a lot of material in Bereshit and it's truly very interesting, I thought we'd just start at the beginning of Bereshit for the next 2 weeks, and maybe even three. I'm having difficulty with my cell phone, so I'm going to put the phone down. If there's difficulty hearing me, please let me know. I'm reading from the Zohar, Bereshit A. It is volume 1 in the Kabbalah Center Zohar. Section 1 is titled Making an Engraving Upon the Supernal Light. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kodanei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kodaneihu. Beresh Hur Menuta Demalka Galif Galufe Bitchiru Ila'a Butsina Dikardin Duta Vanafek Goy Sitim Distimu Meraza, the En Sof. Kutra, the Gulma, Naitz, Biazka, La Chavar, Vela Ukam, Vela Sumak, Vela Yarok, Vela Gavan, Kalal Kad, Maded Mashicha, Aved Gavanin, Le Anchara, Legoy Begoy, Botsina, Nafek Chad Naviu, Demine, Itztab U, Gavanin, Letata. With the beginning of the manifestation of the king's will, that is, when the king desired to emanate and create the world, a hard spark made an engraving upon the supernal light. This hard spark, which emanated from the most concealed of all concealed things, from the secret of the endlessness light, took a shapeless form. The spark was the secret of the endlessness light. Took a shapeless form. The spark was then inserted into the center of a circle that was neither white, nor black, nor red, nor green, nor any color at all. When it began its measurements, it created colors that shone into the empty space, and the engraving from within the spark. This hard spark, a fountain, spouted from which the shades down below received their colors. A very metaphorical verse, but let's continue. Verse 2, Sitim Goy, Sitimin, Maraga, De Ensof, Beka, Vela, Beka, Avira, Dile, La, Itiada, Kalal, Ad, Demigoy, Dechiku, Div, Kiute, Naher, Nikuda, Hada, Satima, Ila'a, Batar, Pahi, Nikuda, La, Itiada, Kalal, Uvgin, Kach, Ikre, Rashit Miamar Kadma'a Dekola. From the most concealed of all concealed things, from the secret of the endlessness light, emanated two faces. One cleaved and the other did not cleave. Its atmosphere was unknown until forceful blows split Atik and a concealed supernal point shone. Beyond this point, nothing is knowable, and because of this, it is called by the name Beginning, which means the first of the sayings. The Zohar here is explaining something of Rabbi the Ari's teachings, which is also very strongly reinforced in the teachings of Rabbi Ashlag. We go back to the beginning. Before me, there were my parents. Before my parents, there were my grandparents. Before my grandparents, there were people, great-grandparents. Back to Adam and Eve. Back to the world before Adam and Eve, back to the world of formation, Olam Yetzirah, back to the world of Bria, creation, back to the world of emanation, back to the world of Keter, which is sometimes referred to as Adam Kadmon, primordial man. These are all metaphors trying to describe spiritual causes to effects that happen in a process of evolution. But ultimately we get to a point that the Ari and Rabbi Ashlag say you cannot go past. You cannot ask anything about God. You can only ask about the light of God, an extension of God. This point that is referred to in this verse, this point that is called Atik. There is a point called Atik Yomin. There's another Atik Antin, which is further down the process of evolution. We can talk about Atik, this primordially point. But there is a cause to this primordially point. We just don't understand that cause. We cannot name that cause, because anything we can name, we can connect to. But the concept of a God, which is not really a name, it's an English word that we use to describe our Creator, an English word that we use to describe metaphysical energies, an English word that we use to describe so many different things, and the majority of people are not really aware of it. We can go back to the point of Atik, the point that the Zohar describes, that there were two faces in the endlessness light. The endlessness light is really an uncomfortable word to say in English. Is it the endless light or the endlessness light? Why does the English translation use this uncomfortable word that we almost never say? Endless means endless. Endlessness is an essence. There were two faces in the endlessness. What are those two faces? Remember that the word faces, when used in the frame of the Zohar, is talking about the spherot in their complete structure. Each spherot has 10 spherot within it. Each of those has 10 spherot within that. And each of those have 10 spherot. And that is the process of evolution, coming from an overall frame to an inner frame, and within the inner frame, another inner frame, and so forth. We have two faces. We can say light and vessel. We can say fulfillment. And the form to receive the fulfillment. Those two faces, those two sephirotic structures, caused a beginning point, a point which we name beginning. Is that beginning unique? Or is it a continuous essence of beginning? We'll read on and start to answer some of those questions. I'm sure you can appreciate that these two verses in the Zohar can be spoken about for weeks on end. It is from these verses in the Zohar that Rabbi Isaac Luria took his journeys into the spiritual world, where he received the information that he revealed to us, the information about reincarnation, the information about the structure of our prayers, the information about holiness, the information about understanding our Torah. It all starts with that beginning point, whatever it might be. I'm using two words, beginning and point. It's a point that we name beginning. And the name beginning, the word is Reshit in Hebrew. The name explains all of its essence, both external and internal. Let's discover that. Section 2, the brightness of the firmament. Verse 3, V'ham Sifrim Yazkiru Kizohar Harakia Umatzdiki. Excuse me, Umatzdike Harabim Kochavayi Kokova Kavim Le'alam Vayed Zohar Sitima Distimim Batash Avira Delay the unhear Bahai Nikuda Ugdain Asasat Hai Reshit Yavedle Hekala Likare Urtush Bachte Taman Zera Zara Tikuchab Leolada Vitoalta Vialma Viraza da Zara Kodesh Metzavta. And they who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and they who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Daniel, verse 12. Chapter 12. And they who are wise alludes to the souls of the righteous. The brightness of the firmament to the illumination of the upper three sephirot, which are revealed when combined with the attribute of mercy. The atmosphere of the brightness that is most concealed of all concealed things merged with this point and shone into it. Then this beginning, which is Arikan Pin, expanded into a head and body, and made a chamber for its honor and glory. There, inside the chamber, Arikan Pin planted a holy seed to bring forth souls for the benefit of the world. This is the secret of, so the holy seed is an immovable stump. Isaiah chapter 6. Arikan Pin means big face. Anpin means face. Arik means large, big. This verse is describing evolution, the process of a beginning transforming into a end, transforming into completion, transforming into fulfillment. The idea of a head and a body is vessel and fulfillment, desire and fulfillment. The verse is metaphorical. Never understand these verses in the Zohar as physical approaches. When it talks about, and Rabbi Ashlag said, to the illumination of the upper three sephirot, which were revealed when combined with the attribute of mercy. Mercy is chesed. Chesed is a vessel for the fulfillment of the upper sephirot, Keter, Hochma, and Bina. Understand that. It takes a lot of thought. Let's move on. Verse 4. Zohar, Zara, Zara, Likare, Kahai, Zara, Dimeshi, Diagvan, Tav, Diikafe, Lugwe, Diaved, Le, Hekala, Diihu, Tushbachta, Dile, Vituota, Dikola, Bahai, Reshit, the rats, Hahu, Sitima, Dila, Itiada, Lehekala, Da Hekala, Da Ikre Elohim. The brightness that is sowed for its honor is similar to the purple. Is similar to the purple seed of the silkworm, for the worm encases itself within its own silk, and from that seed it prepares for itself a chamber for its own glory and for the benefit of all. With this beginning, the concealed unknown one created the chamber, and this chamber is called by the name Elohim. Do you ever imagine or visualize or understand the name Elohim as a chamber? What an amazing addition to our world is this verse. A chamber holds something. Elohim, our natural law, our name of God with the attribute of judgment, is a chamber, something that holds something. Verse 5. Erezah, da, Ereshit, bara Elohim, Zohar, demine, kalho, neamarot, itzbariu, berezah, di itzpashtuta, dinkuda, de Zohar, sitim, da, ibahai, ketiv, bara, leit, tivavha, diktiv, vayibra, Elohim, et ha-adam, etzalmo. This is the secret of the words. In the beginning, Elohim created. The Hebrew of this, it's Bereshit chapter 1, verse 1. The Hebrew is seven words. Bereshit bara Elohim et hashemayim ve'et haaretz. In the beginning, Elohim created. Bereshit bara Elohim. This chamber, with the name Elohim, is the brightness from which all ten sayings were created. According to the secret meaning of the expansion of the point from that hidden brightness. Thus, if the word created applies to it, no wonder it is written, and Elohim created man in his own image. Bereshit chapter 1. The Zohar is here connecting the book of Bereshit with the Esther Dibrot, the Ten Sayings. I don't want to say Ten Commandments, we know that's a corrupted translation. The Ten Sayings, the Ten Statements. Sentences that relate to the Sefirot. And all of this is connected to this chamber called Elohim. Natural, nature, process, fulfillment, all within this chamber called Elohim. Verse 6. Zohar, Razada, Bereshit, Kadma'a, Dekola, Shema Echie, Shema Kadisha, Galifa, Befit, Ro, Elohim Galitha Beitra Asher Tikalav Tamir Beganiz Shariuta Deraza Dereshit Asher Rosh Denafek Mereshit. The brightness which is Arikan Pin is the secret of the beginning, because its name is the first of all. The holy name Echieh is engraved upon the sides of Arikan Pin. The name Elohim is engraved on the crown, and this is the secret of Asher, which is a concealed chamber, and is the beginning of the revelation of the secret of the beginning. The word Asher consists of the same letters as Rosh. Rosh is in English, or the translation means head, but in reverse order, as the letter Resh, which is the first letter in Rosh, is the last letter in Asher. This shows that it is the Rosh that came out of Reshit. Reshit means beginning, which is Arikan Pin. Therefore, it emerged from the aspect of the head and was formed as a headless body. An interesting verse. The word Asher is a name, one of the tribes of Israel. It's also, I believe, a Hebrew word that means witch. I don't have time to look it up to make sure. It's talking about the name Echieh, which is considered the name of God in the level of Bina. And Asher is the same gematria as the word Rosh. The same letters, except in reverse order. Rosh is spelled Resh Aleph Shin. Asher is spelled Aleph Shin Resh. What is the concept of a headless body, as Rabbi Ashlag is describing? I'd have to really think about that. What is the word body as opposed to a chamber? What is the difference in meaning? They both hold things. Verse 7. V'kad itakan levatar nekuda. Vehekala kachada kedem bereshit kalel reshita ila'ah v'chachmata levatar ithalaf gavan hahu. Hekala v'ikre v'it nukuda ila'ah ikre rosh kalel da bada v'razad bereshit kad Ihu kola kachada biklala chada adla ave yeshuva veveta kevan deizdera letikuna deyeshuva kedein ikre elokim tamira sutima. After the point and the chamber were established as one, Bereshit, which is Arikan Pin, includes a lofty beginning to the light of Chokmah. Later, the appearance of the chamber changed, and it was called a house. The Hebrew word is bayit, and the supernal point was called the head. The Hebrew word is rosh. They were included in each other through the secret of the beginning, because combining the words bayit and rosh forms the term Bereshit. This was so as long as Bayit and Rosh were as one. As long as there was no manner of habitation in the house, as long as Chachma was not clothed with Chasadim, which reveals the four colors of the house, but it was sown for the purpose of habitation. And once it was inhabited, it was called by the name Elohim, hidden and concealed. The verse is talking about evolution. We read Bereshit bara Elohim. Bereshit is formed of the two words, Rosh and Bayit. The head of the house, bara Elohim, creates Elohim. In the beginning, God created. The head of the house created Elohim. Was there time at this point? Time is chesed, it's mercy, it's further down the process. So why do we use past tense? Maybe we should say the head of the house creates Elohim. What we are doing here in this Zohar is taking the words, taking the letters of those words, and permuting them, understanding depths of truth through the permutation of the letters. This is what we are to do. This is what is such an unending study of the Zohar and of the words of the Chumash, the words of all of our Torah. Verse 8, Zohar Satim Veganiz Ad Dibdin Vegavei Lioladha Uveta Kayama Vivshutu The Tikuna, the Inun Zera Kodesh, the Adla Itadid At, Vela It Pashat Peshitu, the Yeshuva La Ikre Elohim, Ela Kola Bitlala, the Reshit, the Vatar, the Itkatan Kdishna, De Elohim Apek Inun Toladin, Mehahu Zara, the Izdera. Bay man, hahu zara inun atvan, galifan, razadi oraita, dinaktu, mehahi nekuda. The brightness was concealed and hidden until the children came inside it, in order to beget, and the house stood expanded to contain what was established through the holy seed. As long as it had not conceived, the expansion of the house to make it habitable had not occurred, nor was it yet called by the name Elohim. Rather, they both are still part of Bereshit. Therefore, everything is considered as if it is included within Arikantin, that is, beginning. After it became known by the name Elohim, it gave birth to the generations that came from the seed sown within it. He asks, what is that seed? And replies, the seed is the engraved letters, which are the secret of the Torah, referring to Zeranpin, which emanates from that point, which is Arikanpin. And as I'm reading this, I got a flash thought. Bereshit represents Keter. Bara represents Chochmah. And Elohim represents Bina. Because it's talking about the seed. It's talking about the begetting. It's talking about expanding the house to make room for the children. The first three words I had never thought of in those terms. Verse 9, Hahi nekuda zara begoy, hahu kekala, razadit lat nekudim, holam shurut, firik, Ve'it chelilu, da, bada, ve'it avidu, raza hada kol dinafek, ve'chabura hada b'sha'ata, dinafak nafkat, bat, sugei b'chadei, t'kalel kol, advan diktiv, et ha'shamayim, kol uvat zugo, chai kol di'ihu shamayim, ihu echiye, Batra'a Zohar de Kaleel Kol Advan Ugvanin Kegavnada. The supernal point, which is Arikan Pin, sewed inside the chamber, which is Israel Saba and Tivuna. The chamber is Elohim. Israel Saba and Tivuna are names related to Bina, so my discussion is correct. The secret, returning to read this so I don't make my commentary in the middle. That supernal point, which is Arikan Pin, sewed inside the chamber, which is Israel Saba and Tivuna. The secret of the three vowels, Kolam, Shuruk, and Shirik. So they are combined into one secret, a voice that emerges from the joining of the three vowels. When the voice came forth, its female counterpart came with it. She included all the letters, as it is written, the heaven. Bereshit, verse 1. That is of the voice and its female principle. This voice, which is the secret of the heaven, is the last name of Ehyeh, which is the brightness that contains all the letters and colors in this manner. The verses Bereshit bara Elokim ed hashamayim ve'et ha'aretz. And in this verse, it's explaining that et hashamayim was the creation of the letters. And it is explaining that these three vowels were utilized in those creations. And I think if you find the base vowels of every letter, you will find that the base vowels of every letter is one of these three. The cholam, the a sound, the shuruk, the no sound, meaning that they take the sound of the letter with that vowel, and the shurik, the e sound. Verse 10, there is so much more that I could be talking about in these verses, but there is a beginning. Ad haka Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Ilein telata dargin lekabel razada ila'a bereshit bara Elohim bereshit Raza kadma'a bara, raza satima, eid pashta mitaman kola, Elohim, raza lekayama, kola letata, et hashamayim de la diafrasha, lon dekar benukva kachada. Until now, this is the secret of Hashem, our Elohim Hashem. A verse from Devarim chapter 6, but it's also part of Shema Yisrael. These three grades correspond to the supernal secret in the verse, in the beginning Elohim created. And so the term in the beginning is an ancient secret, namely Chochmah, that is called beginning. The term created alludes to a concealed secret from which everything else expands. Elohim's secret meaning is sustaining everything that exists below. The term the heaven alludes to the union of the male and female and it is forbidden to separate them. But rather one should combine them, for they are the secret of the voice and the utterances. Yud-ke, vav-ke, Adonai, which are united into one. I'm just overwhelmed by this verse. Why does God separate males and females? So that we can bring them together. And this is the secret, meaning the understanding of the word voice and utterance. Bara, which means create. It's the word meaning to create. Chokmah, which means wisdom, one of the Sfirot. And we have a few verses in Psalms and in Proverbs that talk about that the beginning of wisdom, or wisdom is the beginning, along all those kinds of discussion points. And it's all built into that first verse of the Torah. Verse 11. Aleph Tetach, Kad, Natel, Advan, Kalchon, Kilala, Dekolcho, Advani Nun Resha, the Sefa, the Vatar Vatosaf. Hey, Le Ithabra, Kalcho, Advan Behe, the Itkere, Ata vi alda vi ata mechaye et kulam et reza Adonai vehake ikre hashemayim da yudke vavke reza ila'a. The particle et, which they're saying means da, but it, the particle et is used in the Hebrew group as a grammatical tool. Because we don't have the structure of English, we don't know what is the subject of a sentence and what is the direct object of a sentence. And the way we identify the direct objects is we attach the particle et, spelled aleph tav, to the direct objects. So the particle et is created by combining the letters aleph and tav, which are the first and last letters of the alphabet. Thus, et includes all the letters from beginning to end. Afterwards, the letter he was added to et. So all the letters would be united with he. This formed the word ata, which means you in English. Aleph Tav He. Thus the words read, the verse reads, and you do preserve them all. Nehemiah chapter 9. Et is the secret of Adonai, and is so called, heaven is Yudke Vavke, which is superior to the name Adonai. For Zeranpin, called the heavens, and also called voice, is the secret of the name of Yud-Ke-Vav-Ke. And his female principle, called Et, and speech, is the secret of the name Adonai. And these are all coming out of the Et HaShemayim. Verse 12. The Et Tikunah, the Kar Nukva. The et raza, the hevav yud he, the kola had haaretz, the elokim kegadna, ila'ai the mebad, perin the ibin shemada kelila, vidlat dukte umitaman, itbarash shemada lekala, lekama. Citrine, Ad hakar raza de sitra, de sitrin de galef ubaner, de kayam biarach sitzim, de sitra de chad kara. The word ve'etz, lav aleph taf, alludes to the establishment of the male and female principles. Ve'et is the secret of vav yudke vavke. And both are as one. The earth is the name Elohim, equivalent to the supernal, which is fit to issue fruit and offspring. This name is included in three places and defined in many ways. Up until now, it is a secret of the most secret of mysteries, which was engraved, built, and established in a concealed manner according to the hidden meaning of one single verse. To me, this verse is very concealed. I do understand what it says, Ve'et is both male and female, the Vav is the male, and the Aleph to the Taf are all of the letters which are female, as discussed earlier in these verses. But I'm not really clear on what the rest of this verse is saying. Verse 13. Mikan ulhala bereshit barashit. Mikze hashamayim viad ketze. Hashamayim shit sitrin. Demit pashtan meraza ila'a beit pashtuta. Devara migre nikuda kadma'a. Ara it pashtuta, dechad nikuda dilela, dehaka iglif, raza shema de arba'in udrain advan. Bereshit is formed of the segments bara sheet, which means he created six. Because from one end of the heaven to the other, there are six branches that extend from the secret of the sublime with the expansion of bara, bara, which means created. Bara expanded from within the first point, which is Arikanpi. And here, on this first point, the secret of the name with the 42 letters was engraved. The verse seems to be changing direction. It's the end of the second section. The third section is titled Intonations, Vowels, and Letters. It's only four verses, but I'm sure we will be talking about it for longer than the 10 minutes till we complete the hour. So, I'm not going to start it. I will leave it till next time. Does anyone have any questions? Well, I'm wishing you a very Chag Sameach, a Shabbat Shalom. Reminding you to concentrate on the reading of the Torah for each of the 7 days. It's a joyful event, Sukkot. It is the receiving of all of the fulfillments for the whole year, for you, and for others, and for the whole world. It is also the sharing of that receiving with the whole world, the other 70 nations. Have this kavanah, have this intention when you hear the Torah. Let's have a beautiful year, and it is part of the process of the 22 days of holiday in Tishrei. to do that through the consciousness of how we hear the Torah. Shabbat Shalom, Chag Sameach, the Kol Tov. Shalom.